The Slow Show mit St. Louis auf Flux FM. Ein Auszug aus der dritten Platte der Band aus Manchester, Lost and Learn. Heute Abend wird die Kapelle auftreten hier in Berlin und zwar im Columbia Theater. Es gibt noch einige Resttickets und wir verlosen auch noch zwei, drei Pärchen im Anschluss ans Gespräch, das ich führen werde mit Rob Goodwin. Er ist der Sänger von The Slow Show, der Mann mit der ganz tiefen Stimme. Und wir werden uns ein bisschen unterhalten über die Platte, die diesmal co-produced wurde von Ian Grimbaugh. Wir sprechen über Düsseldorf unter Umständen ein bisschen und über Instrumental Parts zwischen den Songs, die quasi die Geschichte zu Ende erzählen, beziehungsweise die wichtige Perspektiven auf die Geschichte, die in den Texten stattfindet, nochmal ermöglichen. Wir sprechen überhaupt über das Verhältnis von Story zu Feeling bei der Band The Slow Show und vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich nochmal herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM, Rob.
Thank you very much.
I tried to go down with the voice to match yours.
It's a competition.
Barry White joined the studio. So how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Cool. Yeah, where are you coming from? In
Hamburg last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Played a show there.
Lovely. It's always good there. It's a very nice show. Yeah. Really nice.
I've read that Germany was one of the first countries that you went to when the whole thing began.
Yeah, it was Dresden. We drove the whole way for 2 days from Manchester. We'd only done about 4 shows in the UK and we were kindly asked to come to Germany. We went to Dresden and it had a huge impact on us.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
In many ways.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. And as Dresden is like a city that's been shaken, that's been shook in the last few months and years because of right-wing attacks and because of more and more Nazi stupid heads.
Yeah.
I think it's a great story that a band from Manchester goes there and finds their audience there because most people of Dresden are nice people with a pretty good musical taste.
Yeah, there's good people everywhere, aren't they? And then it was, I mean, we arrived there, just the architecture and everything, you know, and it's kind of stunning. And the history, you can't escape that. And it moved us so much.
Cool.
Very interesting place.
Nice that you've had such great experiences there. That's really nice to hear. Well, congratulations on that third album. It took a bit longer, which has a little bit of something to do with you guys performing in another way. You guys worked with Ian Grimbaugh for the first time, who co-produced the record, and it's been a while, but now you have this great third LP, Lust and Learn, out there. There's instrumental parts on the album that kind of like are there to connect the dots. I feel there's something that's not said in the lyrics that kind of like shimmers through when one's listening through the instrumentals. How and when did you realize that instrumentals between the songs could be like a nice way to finish the story that you're telling?
Yeah, it's something.
Or is it a story? That's another thing. We'll talk about that later on.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And it's something we always wanted to do. You know, I don't think we were brave enough when we started to do that. Sometimes to have an instrumental track isn't the easiest decision, you know. But we were desperate to do that. It's something we always wanted to do. And the instrumental sections are there to put the whole piece together.
Yeah.
It starts with an instrumental, which is a really important thing, you know, and it introduces the album. We wanted the record to be little snippets of feelings, moments of feelings. And then we wanted the whole record to be something much more than that. And hopefully you get something more when you listen to the whole record than you do just listening
to it. Yeah, but that's super interesting because when you're talking about your lyrics, you told journalists you actually want to provoke feelings with the listeners, but you don't necessarily want to tell a story from A to Z, you know? It's not like the guy was born and he lived through that phase and then he died. It's like more of a feeling that you want to tell with a song. And the instrumentals are even more feeling, I guess, because it's less information. But the whole thing, again, it's got to be a story, right?
Yeah, we just wanted to create spaces, like little landscapes for people to explore themselves.
Yeah.
We didn't want to force feed anyone, you know, and we love the sort of music that you can escape into and have your own little part in the record, you know, and people, when they talk to us about our songs, they always, they don't really ask about what they mean to us. They generally say what they mean to them.
That's nice.
And how they relate to the songs. Yeah. And that's such a lovely thing for us to hear, you know.
So, but when you write lyrics, do you sometimes have to kill your darlings? Do you sometimes... have you written lyrics that told the listener too much? Like the story was complete and you'd be like, oh, I got to get rid of that phrase in the lyrics. And I got to change the chorus or the story has been told. And I just want to have the feeling, not the story.
That's a good question. Yeah. We're very slow with everything with the record. But the one thing that we do very quickly is I always write the lyrics very quickly.
Okay, cool.
In minutes or very, very quickly. And the reason is, I think if I think about them too much, I can censor them and I can filter them to suit myself.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to be very honest and very frank in that way.
Yeah.
We still want to create space for people to work around with the music, but the lyrics are always really honest. And
yeah.
Sometimes I listen back and think, geez, I wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to be uncensored.
Cool. So you don't feel the need to construct something. You just... let it all out.
Story-wise. Yeah, story-wise, I guess names and things maybe, you know, were left out. But in terms of being very honest about what you're discussing, I always try and be as direct as possible, really.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of art, I guess, because then the song comes back at you and the song is going to be like... you know, you've got this little problem here. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I think I thought about that a lot because I'm a bit more stable in my private life than I ever have been at the moment. So when I was writing this record, I thought, I hope I don't upset anyone, you know, because I spent a long time trying to reach any, you know, a steady place in my life. But at the time I was reading a book by Karl Ove Knausgård, and he blew me away with his writing because he was very, you know, says things in his books
he's in Germany right now because of the book fair in Frankfurt.
Right, okay, yeah. I mean, his writing's brutally honest, you know, and you sort of cringe sometimes at the things he says about himself and also his family and things like that. But I think sometimes really good art is uncensored, you know, most of the time.
Yeah, I think so too. You know. Let's listen to another song, Uncensored Art on Flux FM, the slow show mit Hard to Hide. Wir werden gleich noch ein bisschen weiter quatschen mit Rob über die Arbeit, vielleicht auch mit Ian Grimble. Und wir werden noch Tickets verlosen für die Show, die fast ausverkauft ist. Ein paar Restkarten gibt es noch im Columbia Theater heute Abend, eben dort, The Slow Show. Loving it. The Slow Show mit Hard to Hide, Lust and Learn. I was just thinking about those nerdy ideas that I had in the back of my head when I was thinking about the production with Ian Grimble and stuff. I know that you've produced the very first two records on your own, no help involved from the outside world. And with this record, you kind of took him into the whole process doing the end when you kind of... we're finished almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I was working with him, and would you want to do it again? Because when I'm listening to the record and with the idea of the instrumentals and stuff, I bet none of the stuff basically has to do with Ian being there, but I think sometimes it helps, you know, to get your head up and then stick your, you know, and just do what you're supposed to do when someone's kind of like helping you through the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Ian came in right towards the end. We'd finished the record, basically, but we just wanted to remix a couple of the songs. More than anything, what he did was he was a great referee because me and Fred worked together and we have done for 10 years now.
Yeah.
And we're so passionate both about the slow show and our records, but we just spend days falling out, you know, about sounds and how we think a song should be.
Lost in music.
We are, yeah. And I think sometimes Ian could just be a third person just to say, well, maybe you're right this time, you know, or maybe you're right, or maybe there's a compromise that we can find, you know. So he was really good for that.
And also, maybe the sound of the bass drum during the middle eight is not as important as you might think.
Totally, And sometimes he's just said, go to the pub, you know, why don't you just have a pint, you know, and just chill out
a little bit.
But he's a great guy, and he believes very much in like honest music, and he doesn't have a box of tricks. I expected to turn up and he'd go, wow, have you ever seen one of these? Press this and this. And he didn't at all.
I was like, maybe he was like, I have this brilliant microphone for the deeper frequencies and stuff.
That's what I was hoping for.
No.
There was no magic ones. He's just got he works in an old church, and he uses old-fashioned equipment, and the space. So he works with natural reverbs, and he really believes in space and being creating kind of natural sounds. So it was a great thing, but more than anything, it was just reassuring.
Yeah, you know,
because we'd say to him, "Do you think this is okay?" And he'd say, "Yeah, actually, I wouldn't change anything. I think it's nice, you know." So it was just nice to have someone that's worked for so long in the music industry to say, I think your record's pretty
I mean,
good,
it's all about trust when you're working with a producer, I guess. Yeah. And it's super nice to have something like a mirror, because when you're talking about your work with the band and with the bandmates, it is something like a well-oiled machine, but sometimes it's good if a mirror appears in the room, is like, look at yourself.
Yeah. You need a bit of perspective sometimes, you know.
Yeah. You had a change of perspective because you've moved to Düsseldorf. Out of all fucking towns, you've moved to Düsseldorf. The Totenhosen, Totenhosen are from.
Yeah, I know.
Was it because of your girlfriend, I guess?
Yeah, I met my girlfriend at the Holden Pop Music Festival about 4 years ago. And she's from Aachen, and then she's moved to Düsseldorf. She lives there and works there. So we discussed Manchester or Düsseldorf for a while, but I'm traveling so much, you know. And also, I was just really interested in something new, you know. It's really exciting.
It's an exciting time to do the exit from the Brexit kind of thing, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think I'm getting out, you know, at the right time. It's pretty awful, to be honest, at the moment. So quite embarrassing and where to start.
But I think one of the things that I find really disturbing that I realize when I'm talking to English artists here is that there's a cut going through families and stuff. I've talked to Big Pig. I don't know if you heard about her. She's like a new school R&B artist.
Yeah.
And she's making beautiful music, super slow jams, sung beautifully. And I've found out during research that her parents have a pub in Manchester, in Hammersmith. And I was like, that must be nice to have parents. And she was like, no, it's not nice. Because she doesn't talk to them like anymore.
Wow.
They hate each other because of Brexit. Yeah. Because she's like, no, I don't want to be part of the European family. And the parents are like, no, it costs so much money.
It's crazy, you know. I mean, people are obviously so emotional about it, you know. So you sort of I think it's more you sort of surround yourself with the same sort of people sometimes. We're all guilty of
filter bubble.
Yeah, so you know the people I go and sit with in the pub generally you know, we all have the same opinion, but when you go in your family, you know, and your extended family, you often hear things you think, that's not what I think about the world at all.
No,
you know? And it can be quite divisive.
Yeah, sure, because you can't choose your real family. There's this chosen family thing that's your friends, but I mean your family can't choose us. But I think you should keep on discussing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we sort of banned the subject for a little bit on the bus because it got so heavy.
Yeah,
but
I can imagine that.
Fred, who plays piano and produces the records with me, who started the band, he's from Belgium. You know, Anna, who we work with all the time, lives in Cologne.
Yeah.
We have so many people from around Europe, you know, in our band. We feel absolutely European.
Yeah. We'll see what's happening. I mean, the parliament thing is happening right now. Let's see what Boris Johnson is going to make out of it. That crazy guy.
There's a thought.
The thing is, though, when you're looking at the hairdo of a person by now, you can basically realize he or she might be crazy. It's really light blonde hair most of the times. Just like a hint, people out there. Heute Abend spielen das Slow Show im Columbia Theater und wir dürfen Tickets verlosen und das mache ich jetzt an dieser Stelle. Wer die Band um Rob herum sehen möchte heute Abend live in Berlin, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück, The Slow Show heute Abend im Columbia Theater. I've read that you guys are already working on new music because you don't want to have a long time span in between
records.
Yeah,
we're loving it now being back, and we're really, really excited. We're writing. We have about 5 new songs. And
nice.
I think there'll be some releases.
That's a lot for that short time span.
Yeah. We're on it at the moment.
Cool.
Feeling good.
So good luck with that. Congratulations on that third record. Have fun at tonight's show. And you know where we live now. So
vielen Dank.
Visit us again.
Wir haben zweites Zuhause.
Ja, und wie blöd auch von mir, dass ich die ganze Zeit Englisch rede. Du bist ja schon so lange in Düsseldorf. Fuck
next
it. Damn! The Slow Show mit Places You Go auf Lux FM. Danke trotzdem, bye.
Vielen Dank. I am trapped.